Hey.
Hey there.
Hi.
Cool. So, yeah, if we could go straight into one loading cycles, and if you could give us an explanation, like, can small vibrations live, maintain, or increase bone density?
Okay. So I just go. Are you going to ask me a question that I respond to, or you want me to just sort of explain bones' response to loading cycles?
Yeah, if you, yeah, just head down that path. If you could explain Bones' response to loading,
Okay.
and sort of, you know, reference to the diagram that you've made, that'd be great.
Okay. All right, here we go. Give it a try and see what happens.
Cool.
Okay, so the skeleton is very responsive to mechanical signals. And mechanical signals in general we consider to be exercise, but they're also very responsive to a wide range of different kinds of mechanical signals. So if you want to maintain your skeleton or your bone quality and quantity, what you need to do is make sure that every day you put in a dose of mechanical signals. And they can either be very, very large mechanical signals, and if that's the case, you need to put only a very, very few number of signals in, or you can also achieve the same outcome by putting in thousands and thousands of very, very small mechanical signals. And what we've found over the years is that it can be dangerous to put in very, very high magnitude cycles, like standing on your desk and jumping off of it a number of times per day, but that it is very, very safe and equally effective to put in thousands of very, very small mechanical signals. Ironically, in order to achieve a high number of thousands of cycles, you can do it more quickly if you put it in very quickly. So if you put in the mechanical signals as a function of frequency or cycles per second, you can put in 10 times more cycles if you put it in at 10 cycles per second than one cycle per second. What we've also found is that if you increase the frequency, the cycles per second, not only can you put in more information as a function of time, that bone actually becomes more sensitive as you increase the frequency. So if you look at this diagram, what you see on the y-axis or the vertical axis is magnitude or intensity. In this case, the units are strain or microstrain. And on the x-axis or the horizontal axis, you see number of loading cycles. And in that line, that sort of blue and yellow line that sort of falls off, is that you end up being able to prevent bone loss by either a very few high magnitude cycles or thousands of very, very small mechanical signals. And if you fall below that line, that sort of orange area, that's sort of where bone is turned on to actively resorb or waste away. And if you are above that line, the green cloud, you actually begin to stimulate bone. So the takeaway message from this slide is use it or lose it. You need to use the musculoskeletal system or it begins to waste away. But there are a number of different ways to achieve that goal. Either go out and play tennis very aggressively every day, or you can stand on a LIV device. And that can also effectively slow the loss of bone.
That's great, Clint. And just to follow up on that, so
Yep.
if by increasing the number of loading cycles, so going from 1 hertz to say 30 hertz, is good. Is there a reason we don't go to 40 hertz or 50 hertz?
Oh, okay. So you're absolutely right. One might think that if bone is sensitive to frequency, and 30 hertz, 30 cycles per second is better than 10 cycles per second, why not go to 300 cycles per second? And if you are a bone cell sitting in an incubator, that very, very well might be true. But when you need to actually apply this to the standing human, you need to make sure that these really, really small signals are actually transmitted up the weight-bearing skeleton to the regions of interest, the spine or the hip. And it turns out that as you go up in frequency, the signals, the actual displacements, get much, much smaller, which is one problem. But the other problem is that the skeleton begins to absorb it. So the transmissibility of what happens on the plantar surface of the feet, the bottom of the feet, is that as the frequency goes up, right around 30 hertz, 30 cycles per second, it begins to drop off markedly. So from 30 hertz to 35 or 40 hertz, you begin to lose 20, 30, 50% of the signal. So we've developed this plate such that we optimize what's called the transmissibility function. So around 80% of the signal delivered to the bottoms of your feet actually reach the hip and spine. And even if we might be tempted to go to 40 cycles per second, the actual amplitude or the intensity of the signal drops off markedly. So that's why we have stuck at 30 hertz rather than going to 35, 40, or 100 hertz.
That's great, Clint. Thank you very much for that.
Yep.
I'll hang up on this one and just check the recording worked and give you a buzz. Bye-bye.